Ausgang. Going through the parasha, I won't be going in order. Different in Yonim. This week's parasha, Kisava, you have the Teichacha. And everything that happens, has happened, will happen, everything is Merumas in the Torah. The week of parasha Kisava was the week of 9/11. And you look in the Teichah, it writes a post like this. V'yisam b'shugah mimar einecha. You'll go crazy from the sight, from what your eyes see, ashatira. You're going to see things which are going to make you crazy. How could it be such a thing? Listen to the Netziv, what he comments on that posik. V'yisam b'shugah mimar einecha. Tis spoil. You'll find it amazing. Eich niyosek ezeh. How such a thing could happen. Shema'at shoydedim, a few terrorists, also harbe achieved so much. It didn't help you that you were so powerful, those few terrorists, and you were so powerful and you weren't able to beat them. Go out your mind. How could it be that 19 nobodies with box cutters could take down two huge buildings like that? And when we're such a powerful country. And 100 years ago, the Netziv wrote this on this pasuk, and it took place this week. Also, interestingly enough, the Teichacha, the tragedies, are merumas that befall Klal Yisrael through the Doiris. Also, Parashat Kisavoy, Friday, September 1st, 1939, was Erev Shabbos Kisavoy. And I hope you know what September 1st, 1939 was. No, what happened here? Yeah.
World War II.
Good.
I got mixed up.
Quit while you're ahead, Mr. Hartman. There's a pasuk here that says, in the brachas, "Unsoncha Hashem l'roish v'loy l'zonov." Hashem will make you a head and not a tail. You'll be on top, won't be below, when you listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem. And the Ramban explains, what does it mean, L'roish v'lei l'zonov? Wouldn't he be good enough? Roish, you'll be for a head. Obviously, your head, you're not a tail. Why does it need to say a head and not a tail? So I'll tell you a pshat I once heard from an Englishman. He said it like this, that he once went Chalamoid, Minig of Klal Yisrael, to London Zoo. And they don't have a free day, like in the Bronx Zoo, you have to pay every day. And went with him, this person. And they looked at different animals. They saw lions, tigers, elephants, rhinoceros, monkeys, and the foxes. And when they were by the foxes, the Rav said to him, do you see what the foxes are doing? I said, yes, they're licking flies off their tails. He said, do you remember what the lions were doing? I said, yes, they were also licking the flies off their tails. He said, do you see the difference between the two? So he couldn't remember at first what the difference was until the Rav pointed it out. There's a difference between how the lion licks the flies of his tail and how the fox licks the flies of his tail. The difference is that the lion swishes his tail around to the front and then takes the flies off. While the fox, like you see cats doing, twists his back round to the tail and licks the flies off. So the Rav said, you see that? So he said, yeah, you're right. He said to him, that is Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Ovi says, you should be better to be a zon of la royes, a tail of a lion, rather than be a roish l'shualim, a head of a fox. So what does it mean in the Mishnah? It should be the tail of a lion rather than the head of a fox. That what happens to the tail of a lion? The tail of a lion gets pulled up to the top. What happens to the head of a fox? It gets pulled down to the bottom. And Chaim Volozhin writes in his Sefer Ruach Chaim, that's Pshat in the Mishnah, that it's better to be when you got two groups to join, it's better to be the bottom of the top group rather than being the top of the bottom group. Because when you're the top of the bottom group, it might be kishmak, you're the best guy there, but there's only one way to go, and that's down. While you're the bottom of the top group, there's only one way to go, and that's up. Eventually, you'll get slapped up higher. So it's better when you have a choice which to do, better to be the tail of a line rather than the head of a fox. And that's why it says, M'soncha Hashem L'Roish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make you the head. So a head could mean a head of a line, or it could be head, which is a tail. Because the tail of a line is still the head of a fox. You're top of the bottom group. So that's what you'll be a roish. You'll be the roish of the roish. Not the loyla zonov. You're not going to be a tail at all. In other words, there's two ways you could be a head, right? You could be a head of the line, or you could be the head of the fox, which is the tail of a line. So you'll be the roish. You'll be the type of head which isn't a zonov. The head of the fox, which is tail of the line, that you won't be. You'll be a real head. Okay, the pasuk says that when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they wrote the Torah, and they were told to write it out. The Chasavta al Avonim, you write on the stones, is called Divrei HaTorah Zois, all the words of the Torah, Ba'er Heitev, well explained. There's different Peshatim in the Rishonim what it means. Rashi learns it means, you write them B'Shivim Loshem. They wrote the whole Torah in 70 languages on those 12 stones, which, of course, is really impossible. It was a Bederach Neis that they were able to write the Torah in 70 languages on the stones. What's the pshat of writing the Torah in 70 languages on these stones over here? And then they're moving on. What's the pshat? So maybe the Ksav Sefer says this pshat, I'm not sure. That, explaining to you with the Maisa, there was a person in Europe, his friend comes to him and says, I hear you're traveling to the next town with an empty wagon. I have some crystal I need to send there. Perhaps you could take the crystal for me. He says, sure, no problem. So he loads up his wagon with crystal, and he takes his friend's crystal to the next town. On the way, slippery, roads are icy, the wagon slips, the horses slip, the wagon turns over, and all the crystal is broken. So he comes back to town, he tells the person, I'm sorry to tell you, but all your crystal is broken. He says, that's no problem. You can pay me. Pay me for it. I don't have to pay. It wasn't my fault. So they start arguing about it, and they decide they're going to go to the Rav. They come to the Rav, and I don't know exactly the circumstances of the case, but the Rav thinks it through, and the Rav says, you're pesher, you're negligent, chayv to pay. So the man says, Rabbi, you say I'm chayv to pay. I always listen to the Rabbi. I'm most curious, Rabbi, tell me. You made this up on your own? It was like your idea, you think? Or you got it from somewhere? He says, I don't make up things. I got from Shulchan Aruch. Oh, he was probably a big man. The Shulchan Aruch man, big man? Yeah. He says, yeah, yeah. Rabbi says, he's a very smart man. He says, and so he made it up. So no, he didn't make it up. He got it from the Rambam. Rambam, the Sugis and Shals. He came up with his sag. Oh, Rambam, yeah, I heard of Maimonides. I heard of him. Big man, yeah. So he made it up because he was so smart. So no, Rambam didn't make it up. The Rambam got it. You know, the Sugis and Shas from Gemara. He got it from the Gemara. He says, the Gemara. So they made it. He says, no. The Gemara, they made it. They got it from Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah Shebaal Peh. And you know where Moshe Rabbeinu got it from. He went up, you know, you heard of that, Mount Sinai, Shavuos, and Hashem gave him the Torah. He says, Rabbi, I knew it. You made a mistake. That's what I thought. He says, what are you talking about? He says, you just said it yourself. He says, what do you mean? Moshe went up in Shavuos, and he got the Torah. When is Shavuos? Shavuos is in the summer. So in the summer, if you slip, it's your fault. But my accident happened in the winter. In the winter, the roads are slippery, they're icy, and it's an accident, I'm part of it. So people think there's a different Torah when you're in the summer and different Torah in the winter. You know, people think in camp is different Torah, ben zmanim, like Zman Krishma. Zman Krishma is something you have to do during Zman. But Zman Krishma, Shabbos, Minyan starts 9:30 in the morning, down the Bavage at 10 in the morning. It's my creation. What am I going to do? I'm going to wake up and go back to bed again? The whole thing's ruined. It doesn't apply then. There's only certain times of year. Summer people, as certain kulas people find in the summer. In Kashrus, Minyonim, different Torah of summer and winter. People also think it depends on time. There's a different Torah 100 years ago, a different Torah today. So I once saw Somebody wrote to Anne Landers, Dear Abby column. She had a column problem come the newspaper. And somebody wrote to her, my children became Orthodox Jews. And they don't come too much to visit me because they have problems with the kashrut. It's not kosher, my house. So they don't want to come visit me so much because of the kashrut problem. Signed, agitated grandparent. Can't see the grandchildren enough. So she wrote back, Dear agitated grandparent, you're absolutely right. What makes them think that this rule of kashrut is more important than honoring your father and mother? And besides, those laws of kashrut were written 2,000 years ago, before the age of refrigeration. Today it's not a problem. That was her psak. It's a different Torah 2,000 years ago, a different Torah today. And people think, yeah, in Eretz Yisrael you can mekayim mitzvahs. There it's easy. There they have of the day of the week off work is Shabbos. But in America it used to be Shabbos was a regular work day. It's not possible. Eretz Yisrael you can keep the Torah. There's Jews there, it's easy. Here in America it's not so simple. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch told them, write the Torah out in 70 languages, right on the border. Anybody's leaving Eretz Yisrael, you're going to Chutz Laaretz. No. That this Torah is not just when you're at Israel, not just when you're living among Jews. This Torah is in every language, wherever you're going in Golus, the same Torah applies. I'll tell you a fascinating gematria. It's a pity. I would highly suggest you take notes over here. Because one of the biggest mitzvahs you can be making is Kibbud Av V'Em. And I'm sure that 90% of you would give tremendous nachas to your parents if you would say over Avot and the Parasha. Tremendous nachas. The schar you would get for it is unbelievable. But because of that little bit of laziness of having to write it down, it's kedai, I'm telling you. Really kedai. So again, to remember this gematria, you're not going to remember. So you've got a couple of people writing down. You can always call them. Can't text them because you have kosher phones. But you could always call them on a landline and they'll answer on a landline or on a kosher phone and they'll repeat it over to you. Unbelievable gematria. Medrash says on this week's parasha, by the Teichacha, Rabbois rois tzaddik. Much evil tries to get the tzaddik. Umikulam yatilim Hashem. Apostle and Tehillim, you say on Shabbos morning. And from all these rois that try to get the tzaddik, Hashem saves the tzaddik. And the Medrash writes this connected to the Teichacha. So Pashup Shad, it means that all this Teichacha tries to get a tzaddik, it's not going to happen, Hashem protects it. That's Pashup Shad, the Medrash. There's a pshat like this. If you count the words in the Teichacha, there are 676 words. 676 words. The Shem Hashem, the gematria is one. Yud Kei Vav Kei is how much? 26. How many times does the Shem Hashem in the Teichacha? 26 times. So what's 26 times 26? 676. So you have 676. You have the Teicha as well. So Rabbis Rois. Rois is gematria, guess what? 676. Rois, the 676 words of the Teicha. Try and get the tzaddik. Umikulam, from all these problems, Yatzilam, what saves them? Hashem. The Yud Kei Vav Kei is written out there also 26 times, which equals 676. There's a beautiful Kleyoka in this week's parasha. He writes that a person says, Vidumaisa, and he ends off with, I listened, Shemaiti b'kol Hashem elokai, Asisi, I did, k'chol asher tzvisoni, all that you commanded me. Listen carefully to this vod. So mitzvah Shem, when one of your siblings get married, you won't have to come like Mr. Balsam came to me because he needs a drasha to say. You'll remember from this week's parasha, you'll have something to say. Asisi I did kechoyla shetzivisoni. So Rashi says on that, somachti, I was besimcha, v'simachti boy. I made other people happy. That's what it means, I did everything I was commanded. The next pasuk says, ashkifa mimon kodshcha, look down from your holy place. The word mo'ayin, Ma'oin is the name of one of the heavens. There are seven heavens. One Chagigi describes what happens in each of them. One of them is called Ma'oin. We mention that heaven Ma'oin when we bench. By Shevi Brochus, we say, Sha'asimcha bim'oinoi. That heaven, Ma'oin, is where Simcha takes place. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashkifa, look down. Mim'oin kachcha. Look down from that place called Ma'oin. Min HaShemayim. Ovarech and bless es Amcha Yisrael. What is happening that heaven? That's where Simcha takes place. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should look down. What should he do? Bim Samechas. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were Mekayim. I did HaKadosh Yitzisoni. I was Mesameich other people. It doesn't just have to be by a chasna. Anytime you have Mesameich other people, then you've got a right to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashkifa, you should look down. Look down from that place of happiness and give me Simcha in life as well. Have a good Shabbos.
Unbelievable.